Message number 406. All mankind will have free will until their will unites with the divine will of the Father. Wednesday, April 25, 2012 at 03:50 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, many souls do not acknowledge me simply because they don't want to. They know who I am. They know that they have been created out of nothing by God the Father, yet they choose to ignore God. They use my name in the most casual way many times, and my name is included in the curses spewed by those possessed by demons. It is only when people are afflicted by tragedy that they stop and think of death and any future life they believe may be ahead. This is why I sometimes punish those souls out of my mercy to bring them to their senses so I can save them. Through suffering, all those material attractions sought out by the senses will become meaningless and be seen for what they are, fleeting novelties which will vanish within a short period of time. Many souls are born into this world sent from heaven. They choose suffering, including those aborted children, as a means of seeking salvation for sinners. It is difficult for the human mind to understand the divine kingdom, for no one man has been blessed with this gift. When the fallen angels rebelled against my Father, he, my Father, never forfeited the right of his children to their free will, for he will never take away the gift he gave to humanity. All mankind will have free will until their will unites with the divine will of the Father. Satan takes advantage of free will. What he cannot fight is when those chosen souls forfeit their own free will and offer it to God to save sinners. By making this sacrifice through the acceptance of suffering, Satan's influence is weakened. Then sinners can be saved even when they have not repented. This is the miracle that is suffering. Your beloved Jesus.